This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Reed backs down Draymond. Left hand finish. Beautiful spin drop step move by Reed there.
And another 2 points in the paint.
Yep. Warriors are giving up a lot in the paint. Draymond to Spencer in the front court. Spencer wheels to his right. Bounce pass. Post didn't come to it. DiVincenzo gets the turnover on the break. Goes up and jammed it down. Does a chin up on the rim to boot. And the Warriors with a silly turnover. And the Wolves have an 8-point lead.
Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Wolves 121, Warriors 110 as Minnesota moves on to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. Warriors are packing their bags. All familiar sight for them as this is their second Western Conference series lost in the last three seasons. They lost in L.A. a couple years ago. As, you know, Stephen Curry played one and a third quarters, basically, of said series, and that was it. And that was basically all she wrote on the series for that part, but doesn't mean you can't be frustrated. And we're talking about our frustrations. There is no wrong or right way on how to feel as a fan today. You can be mad, you can be content, you can be whatever. We'll take it all. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's Carter, it's Matt. Good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Hit us up on all those. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer, Joe Shasky.
So you're saying, like, there's a lot of feelings. Like,
yeah,
today's not the day for me to have this conversation. I actually want to wait till tomorrow to kind of evaluate the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm just, like, reacting to the loss.
We have all summer long to talk about,
like,
everything.
What I want to say, which sounds like loser talk, is it really was a fun season. It was really unexpected. And for them to make the trade that they did, it was so bold. And for it to work out so well, they really overachieved, if we're being honest.
Yay!
Exactly.
That's how it feels, right?
But,
yeah.
But there's also the reality of, like, you have Joe Montana. You have, you know, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
You have Ricky Henderson. You have this unique athlete in Steph Curry. And I don't know how many more times they're going to be able to get into the playoffs. Think about how difficult it was when they got Jimmy and how flawless everything had to come together. And they got healthy and they went on a run and they lost the Sunday to get into the playoffs as one of the top six seeds and had to beat Memphis to qualify for the playoffs. Then think about how difficult it was against the Rockets only to then succumb to other injuries, not the thumb, the hammy, after he's been battling with all the other injuries throughout the year. Like, they were very fortunate. It was a lot of fun, but it also sucks.
Don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries game next Wednesday, May 21st, at Chase Center during this hour. So more tickets are available at Valkyries.com, but at some point this hour, we're going to play the sounder. We've been playing all morning, and we're going to be calling number 5 to the contest line at that point. In the meantime, we got Morgan, Frank, Adam, Mark, Filmo, Jan. We'll get to all of you.
And look, I'm diagnosing what ended up doing them in this series. And obviously, Steph Curry being out, again, going to loser talk. If we had Steph, we would have won. Well, yeah, but even if you had Steph, I don't know, man, because let's just say
Steph masks a lot. He doesn't mask some of the problems we saw throughout this series, too. The defensive end was
Even if they would have won, what was their answer for Julius Randle?
None.
I didn't think they had one.
Well, the thing was, heading into the series, who did we all circle? We didn't even circle Randle or Edwards. Who do you always circle when you play the Wolves?
Gobert.
Naz Reid for me. Warriors killer. He didn't do jack bleep.
And he still shot better than almost anyone on your team. He had more made threes. The only guy who had double-digit made threes for the Warriors in this series was Buddy Hield.
They kind of had an answer for Naz Reid and Jonathan Kuminga, actually. Like, that was kind of the...
Well, Jonathan Kuminga destroyed him.
Killed him.
Time Naz Reid was trying to guard JK, JK went right at him. Finished with the left, the right. I mean, he had a dunk in the second quarter, that was ridiculous.
He's so fast when he dunks, too. I almost can't enjoy it as much because he's so quick with it. So explosive.
But I'm
the athleticism, it goes back to that. He actually made it look like, wow, he deserved to be on the court with all those Timberwolves players, Jonathan Kuminga. That's another aspect and thing and conversation and thread.
Just because Steph goes down doesn't mean that you didn't learn something about the team. And they don't have the same underlying issues that they had prior to Steph. Now, they overcame them. If we're being honest, you could be a skeptic and a cynic and come out here and say, you know, the run they went on in the final month of the season was a bunch of nobodies.
Mm.
And, you know, it's hard to kind of poke holes in that theory because they did make the most of their advantageous schedule. They did. They did, Joe. But one of their problems throughout the entire time, perimeter defense.
Yeah.
Lack of offensive firepower outside of Steph Curry.
Right.
Paint defense, rim defense, second chance points, being able to stop that from other teams. All of those things became huge issues that were only glorified more with the absence of Steph Curry.
Listen, were they able to get fat and happy because of a favorable schedule? Sure, but also baked into that, they had an incredible 3-game winning streak against teams that were directly ahead of them in the standings. Games that they needed to win, games that those opponents that they played needed to win. The Grizzlies, the Lakers, the Nuggets. You won 3 in a row there. That happened, and that was a huge stretch. And I think that was the stretch that gave everyone, I know gave you, gave Fonte, gave a lot of people confidence that, wait, maybe this team can go a quote-unquote deep run into the playoffs. When you beat the likes of Ja, LeBron, Luka, Joker, all those teams, and you get the contributions from JK in that Lakers game. Pods looked incredible in that Lakers game, right? Moses Moody was looking confident at times. The whole team was looking great. And you win that, and then you got that stinker, right? That one that kind of stuck in your craw, if you will, that Rockets game. But then it's like, okay, well, it was a tough gauntlet. But then you follow that up, and you got that Spurs game, the Harrison Barnes three-pointers. So, you go through all these games in the back of your mind, and then you go up 3-1 in that series against the Rockets the first round. And you can't put them away, and you knew within the first 5 minutes of that game in Houston, you were getting blown off the court. And that's what happened. And then he come back home. Okay, game 6, we'll take care of business. We didn't have our main guys play a lot of minutes.
And Draymond punches Jalen Green or whatever
I don't know what that was.
I don't even know what that was. Look at that. My biggest takeaway is not, without Steph Curry, obviously. My biggest takeaway was Draymond Green cannot be a starter for this team next year.
Wow.
He just cannot. He was awful. In the 2 series, he had 2 great games. He was awful for this team for way too long. To me, he is a situational closer in the way Iguodala was toward the back end of his career, and that's how I would utilize Draymond moving forward. He cannot be a starter on this team next year.
Well, Draymond
playing 35 minutes a game and expecting him to go 80 games a season.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. Draymond did talk after the game. He says they got the pieces still to make another run, and they can do it again.
I think we'll be right back at it. Sucks to end this way, but we think we got the pieces to make another run at it and do it again, and that's going to be our mindset going into the summer. You know, do all that got to do to improve. We got one of the best ownership groups and front offices in the NBA. You know, they'll do whatever they feel is needed to help the team improve. And us as players, you got to get back in the lab and do what you got to do to get better.
It's a guy that sounds like he's very confident in his team. It's Draymond Green. You wouldn't expect anything else. What are you going to say? Season's over. We're done. Night, night. See you later. No.
His play did all the talking for me. I don't need to hear him at a podium. He looked disinterested for long stretches of the playoffs and was more worried about winning the argument with officials instead of just playing basketball. Offensively, it was a nightmare for the Warriors with him. And then defensively, he guarded nobody except for situationally down the stretch in a couple games against Şengün. Randle destroyed them.
He did. They didn't have an answer for Julius Randle. I know you're not going to have an answer for the most part for Anthony Edwards. He's just a superstar. He's that damn good. We might be watching already the face of the league if they go on this run and win the whole thing. Like, Anthony Edwards might be on all the commercials every single way. We might see his billboard over here in the Bay. I don't know. He's that damn incredible. But for Julius Randle to be emerging and to be the best player overall in that series, I did not have that on my bingo card. And you know
either.
What?
I owe him an apology.
Tip your cap. He was incredible.
Well, and I think I'm disappointed in the two top dogs, Jimmy and Dre, and maybe Jimmy to a lesser degree. They didn't play like the two best players on the Warriors, and they needed him to win. And it's not about winning the series for me. Like, Curry's out, what do you expect? To win a game. I expected you to win a game, especially when yesterday's game was preceded by me watching a Jason Tatum-less Boston Celtics handle the New York Knicks when they could have easily packed it up.
Right. Kind of like what the Rockets did to the Warriors when they were down 3-1. Inspired basketball, right?
They really were.
But what do those teams have that the Warriors don't? They got either youth on their side or they got shooting and youth on their side. Warriors, that was the overarching point for me without Steph. It's like, oh my God, offensively and defensively, this is just a struggle. Adam, San Francisco, he's been hanging on tight. We'll get to all of you. Filmo, Jan, Frank, Morgan. We'll start with Adam. Talking about biggest frustration coming out of this series is what? Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm just going to say the biggest frustration was my coming to the realization that Jimmy, you know, was not good enough, like he was in 2023 and 2020. I truly thought that this team was good enough around Jimmy post-Steph injury to maybe have a chance, but then, you know, the games play out, and you're just like, yeah, we were not that good. So that's kind of like the feeling. Obviously, it was very deflating. I mean, I sat and watched that game one win just in silence and anger because I'm like, we kind of knew what was coming, right? But I think something that you highlighted, Shasky, as well, in sense of the analyzing the coaching decisions, I think the series was lost in game two. I mean, you cut that lead to a 7-point game, Kuminga's cooking, you take him out, and then all of a sudden, you know, we lose that game. Game three, we have the lead until the fourth quarter late, we lose that game. But I just think not playing, when we were seeing how badly GP2 was getting cooked defensively, not giving you anything offensively, I know Moody was cold, but from what I saw last night, I mean, he defended Edwards pretty well a couple of times one-on-one, and he's a better offensive player than GP2. And at the time, the GP2 just wasn't good defensively. So that's just the overall feeling. We'll see how we can reach for next year.
One of the big learning lessons from this series and the series prior, don't have any players on this team that Steve Kerr doesn't love. Otherwise, he will not play them.
What are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is like he has his trusted guys. And I'm not bashing Kerr. I'm saying like Kerr is not one of those guys. Like Don Nelson would put guys in the doghouse.
Sure.
And like if you did something wrong, Don Nelson would literally go out of his way to not play you.
Brandon Ayuk, Kyle Shanahan.
Well, Kerr's got a lot of that in him. That doesn't mean he's not a great coach. He is a great coach. But like he's not the kind of like, it's okay, you made a mistake. Well, get him on the next one. Like, there's something that he sees in a player, and he either gives you the benefit of the doubt, and he rolls with you, or he doesn't. And so when you're making the roster next year, you have to realize that, like, if he is not all the way in on a player, okay, he's not going to play them. Conversely, if you as a front office aren't all the way in on a player, let's say it is GP2 or Kevon Looney, Well, you know that the coach, by just having that guy on the roster, is going to always defer to that guy and play him more than you like. You probably should not have that player on the roster. Do you get what I'm saying?
No,
there's
got
to be a balance here. And so, like, you have to know your coach so much that, like, if Looney's on this team and TJD, he's always going to pick Looney over TJD. So one of them probably shouldn't be on the team because they're very redundant. One's a little younger, a little bouncier. Do you get what I'm going?
I understand what you're saying, but again, this goes back to the depth of the overall team, and I hear you. The Pajemski, why is he allowed to play through mistakes? You know, Jonathan Kuminga, was he not allowed to? There's a lot baked into all of it, and they're different players with different skill sets, I understand. And I'm not going to sit up here and say I know the Warriors personnel better than Steve Kerr, guys that won four titles with the organization. But when you are a fan, you can take a step back. Like, there is something to be said about all of us and an outside voice being able to watch and observe a team and say, we all see this. It's not working. Why do we keep going back to it? And maybe, just maybe, Steve Kerr knew this team wasn't good enough once. And he did. In his heart of hearts, he knew. But he kept doubling down on it. Was that for the season to come? Was that for, you know, pushing already through next year? That's why he went down with his ship in Pajemski and Kuminga. I'm not sure. But I do know there needs to be major changes. And you already mentioned a couple guys right there, like Looney, Gary Payton. You know, it's a changing of the guard.
I'm just picking on those two. And
probably not fair. But those are going to be names that we're going to discuss in the summer.
If he looks down the bench, I'm just giving you Kerr's perspective. Like, next year, he looks down the bench and it's Moody, Kuminga, and GP2. Who's he going to trust?
Exactly. He's probably going to trust GP2.
Okay. Right. And I'm not faulting him.
These
are his tendencies.
Moody was a part of that starting lineup for so long up until that Rocket series when he got played out of it because his confidence wasn't there. And he looked like a young player in his first true, like, and I mean, like, heavy playoff minutes, because I know he played a couple years ago. And he wasn't up to snuff. And then all Buddy right. Hield got inserted. He kind of took the position, ran away with it, if you will. And he was shooting. And, you know, that's what happens. He got iced out. And, you know, he's on a team-friendly contract. Moses, and I thought overall it was a very encouraging season. I was very happy for Moses, but he shrunk come playoffs. Pods shrunk, like a lot of these players did.
Let's say he looks down the bench and he sees TJD and Looney. Who's he going to pick?
He's taking Looney, probably.
Almost every time, right? I think that when you build this team next year, you have to know exactly, like, Kerr, are you in or out on this guy? Just let us know. We all have to be on the same page here. And now I get to Kuminga. Like, if management loves Kuminga, but the coach doesn't, all right, management did a poor job of understanding the coach's tendencies, and they kept the guy on the team that he didn't really want to play. Conversely, if the coach doesn't want to play the guy that you really like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, then you should have moved that guy. Like, that's what you should have done. Or you should have mandated that he plays, but the coach is going to always defer to his guys. So that's why I look at, like, I think that management learned a lesson this year on a lot of, like, their roster building. And they made a great trade for Jimmy, but there's a lot of other holes that need to be fixed.
888-957-9570. That's a conversation we're going to have all summer long today. We're focused on the series ending and your biggest frustrations with this series between the Warriors and Minnesota Timberwolves. Was what as the Wolves win 121-110 over the Golden State Warriors in Game 5, and they are going back-to-back Western Conference Finals. And they await the winner potentially tonight if it's the Oklahoma City Thunder, or can Denver force a Game 7, and that would be the matchup, obviously, that we're all going to be watching. And the game before yesterday, I think a lot was on a lot of people's mind. You've mentioned it a bunch. You know, the Knicks and the Celtics. Celtics down 3-1. They played inspired basketball, albeit they were at home. But it just goes to show shooting, defense, depth. That's the one word, depth, coming out. My frustration level with this series is the lack of that. And someone just, you know, stepping up. Step up. And that's why it was refreshing to see Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm a little frustrated, juxtapose that with what I saw from Jimmy Butler. And your most frustrating part of this series, 888-957-9570 is what? You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let's go to one of these calls here, Joe. Go. Phil Moe. You know him, you love him, he's in the intro, we just heard his voice 20 minutes ago. Phil Moe, what was most frustrating about this series, man? Good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing? The most frustrating thing, at least we got the Valkyries.
Let's go.
But cutting old girl from the city wasn't cool, that was some weird stuff. But anyway, with that being said, I just don't like how my thing is, like, we were like, how can I explain this in a nice way? I don't like how we were like, we have JK on the bench, and just the way that Kurt, he talks about pods is starting to get annoying, bro. It's starting to get really annoying. Like, he anoints pods to this level. And some guy was on this, like, man, I played adult league basketball, bro. This ain't adult league basketball, but I played basketball, right? He was like, I played adult league. Cool. Anyway.
Oscar and Stockton.
But I played basketball. I'm like, bro, like, you can see a player, right? And my only thing is like, I understand that Curry's a go. He's our Jordan. With that being said, and you're right, Shasky, we need, like, a Ron Harper, Scottie Pippen, two to play beside him. But with that being said, why are we, like relegated to, like, Steve Kerr saying this doesn't work and that doesn't work, but then when the end-all be-all, when stuff hits the fan, you coming back to the person that got three straight DMPs, and then you're praising Paz as if he's some type of – nothing against Paz. I love Paz, but Paz ain't that guy, bro. Like, what are you seeing in Pies that make you say, like, yeah? Like, the way you talk about him is really becoming annoying. It's like, you see something that I don't see. Pies is solid, bro. He's cool. But Kuminga came off the bench, no empowerment, no play time, 25 points, 19 points, 18 points. Why don't we empower him so that – why don't we empower him back in the day so that when we come to a moment that we don't have Kerr? Another thing, Curry, why are we so reliant on Steph Curry? It's not only one way to play basketball. Like, come on, bro. Like, there's a lot of things we could do. Like, I understand Curry, he's our Jordan, but I'm so frustrated by the fact of, like, we act like – We can only play one way, and Kuminga is a bad player. Like, though, just the way he talks about Taj versus Kuminga is very like, it's crazy to me.
It's bizarre.
It's literally crazy. And I know that he's not like that type of person, but bro, you gotta look up and see the picture, bro. Like, bro, this guy's giving you buckets, and you talking about Pods playing, like, the way you glowingly talk about him. Stop that, bro.
Hey, Phil,
he's a cute player. He cool.
Phil Mo, do they still got the adult league at Ella Hill Hutch on Mack Block? They still got that league going?
They got the Midnight League. They do it at Hamilton.
Oh, they do it at Hamilton now. We used to have that at St. Mary's Park.
There.
And then they used to have it at St. Mary's Park with Racer and Reggie. They'd have boxing at midnight. Remember that on Friday nights? No, don't hang out. Let's box each other.
Nah, that was cool. Roosevelt, shout out to Roosevelt. Yeah. They had a good pickup run Friday night at Roosevelt Middle School. And shout out to Thatcher Baker, man.
Look at you.
Real Wrecking Park legend. And Coach Lyle Payne. Thank you all.
You're the best.
Thank you, Phil.
I love you, Phil Mo.
He's frustrated. I think a lot of people are coming out of this series. And again, we'll get the Jonathan Kuminga angle and all this. It's just the way it unfolded is fascinating. And that's going to be a conversation that's going to dominate this summer. We're going to be focused on this series. And again, yesterday, I mean, 11 to 23, 26 points for JK, not coming out to start the second half again. And I kept seeing it. Oh, no JK. Of course, no JK. We're going to stick with what's been working, got us this 15-point hole, I guess. And that was Pods, Buddy, Jimmy, Draymond, TJD. It's like, all right, well, there you go. There you go. And it was the game was over. And at the halftime, it was over. I know they cut it to single digits in the fourth. I still never really believed they're going to win that game. Steve Kerr, though, after the game on, you know, the no Stephen Curry effect, and you take any solace in that going forward that, you know, maybe you win this series with Steph.
Yeah, I mean, injuries are, you know, part of the playoffs. I learned a long time ago, you know, the playoffs are really about health. And then just guys stepping up and making some big shots, big plays, you know, in key games. That's what decides every series. So we've been on both ends of that, and it's just part of it. So there's no sense in dwelling on it. You know, I don't want to take anything away from what Minnesota just accomplished. So no sense in even talking about Steph.
No sense in even talking about him. I hear him. Like, he's not, you know, listen, Steve Kerr has been a part of great championships. He's been a part of championship losses. Like, he's not. There's no one on this team is making an excuse right now. No one. Fans will. And you know what? That's totally within that's totally in bounds. If you want to come out of this and say, if we had Steph healthy, I think we win the series. You're totally right feeling that way. But it doesn't, and I know we're up against it, and we'll pick this up on the other side. But the fact that he was out just highlighted how many deficiencies there actually are in this team and how he masks all of that. And you really come away from the series in a weird way, just appreciating him even more so if he had played, you appreciate him when he doesn't, because he masks so much of the odor that is around this team. It's just a fact.
I'm thinking about, like, Nelly, you know, Don Nelson, and how he would, like, treat certain players, and he was almost blunt to the point of, like, people would see it as disrespect. Like, I don't think he's that good. That's what he would say about certain players. Yeah. And, like, I was like, I just like him. I do wish Kerr would just come out and say, like, I like Brandon more than all of you.
What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Valvoline. And, again, starting at 11:40 today, all the players, all the Golden State Warriors are going to be talking to the media, starting with Stephen Curry. And you'll hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. And Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. To that contest line, you will win 4-pack of tickets to the Valkyries game on May 21st. Good luck to all of you. In the meantime, we're talking about biggest frustrations in this series, Joe.
Do you depression eat?
Actually, I'm the opposite. You do one or the other, right? You either eat a lot when you're sad or you don't. I don't eat. When I'm upset, angry, sad, I don't eat anything.
So I've already had a Kit Kat bar today.
Oh, okay.
Just full disclosure. Last night.
I did have Doritos at 5:30 today. Is that unhinged? No? Okay.
No.
Carter's shaking his head still. So.
Did you have ice cream last night?
I had two cookies and three glasses of milk, yeah.
Yeah.
Three whole milk, please, right?
Yeah.
2%.
2%, bro. at our age.
Well, no, but for the kids, you'll have whole milk at home.
No, like, right now we have Horizon, the whole organic milk.
Well,
for him
it's
right
like
now.
$10 a bottle.
My mom warms it up in the microwave before he goes to bed.
Yeah,
when for naps and stuff. Right now we're actually a big debate right now in the Shasky house. He takes two naps. Okay, and there's some days where he doesn't take the second nap, and he is like, wow, it's just wild. So should we convert him at a year and a half to a one nap a day guy?
I am strong one nap a day around like 12, maybe 11:30-ish, if he can get into like an hour and a half in there, or maybe if he does a two right now, I think that's perfect because you split the day right there.
Yeah, but he goes to bed
like
too early.
Like splitting the quarter hours for Matt Nahegan, you got to split those quarter naps.
We'll get right back into the worst, but he goes to bed at 6:30, and I'm like, Michelle, the sun doesn't go down until 8. So he's
not even anymore, right?
Like, yeah. The poor kid is like sleeping during the day. It's like Insomnia, the movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, fantastic movie. Pacino?
Yeah, Al Pacino, yeah. Robin Williams.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what are we doing with this guy? You know? Like,
So that's your biggest frustration right now coming out of this series is LJ and the naps.
Well, that, and then I started depression eating. And I'm just looking at the box score. I'm like, 32 minutes for Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
In a must-win game on the road, searching for offense, dying for a mismatch that can help you in the half court, and he plays 32 minutes. Forget the season. Forget how they handled him all year. Just forget all that. How does he not play 40 minutes in this game?
Charles Barkley. After the game, it's a great question. Charles Barkley.
It's baffling.
TNT on Golden State's outlook and talking about one, Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, they got three old guys. Man, the Kuminga thing is interesting because the three old guys making a lot of money, so you're pretty much stuck with them for the next 2 years. And the Kuminga thing, we're in the back. We're like, damn, he either plays or he doesn't play. But now you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision whether to pay him or not.
Well, I think they've made their decision because
they didn't extend him.
They didn't extend him, and they don't play him when Steph is there. Meaning, his contribution they don't feel helps when Steph is there. That, they've said it.
Yeah, but and I'm gonna disagree with you.
No, they've said it. Not me.
I know that, but I'm saying he's the only one on that bench that's explosive, and you can't go to war with a. Three old guys against the West and think, like, he was the only guy out there when you said, like, oh, he can play with these Minnesota Timberwolves guys. But he's a restricted free agent, which means I don't want to make a comment because they know him better than we do. They didn't extend him when all the other rookies got extended. So it tells me they don't believe in him.
I think Kuminga might low-key, not even low-key, he's the most frustrating part of this entire series, I think, for people. Because you lose Steph, and as Charles said right there, he's watching him. Charles Barkley's a Hall of Famer. He's an MVP. He's one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. You might laugh at him what he says. That's fine. He knows talent, all right? And Shaq, obviously, you're talking about physical freaks, another one right there. They're all seeing and watching. It's like, we can't get minutes for that guy. With those three other old guys that are out there, and old guys still Hall of Famers. But listen, you needed JK in this series, and that was without a shadow of a doubt coming out of it. But it's hard for me to even sit here and say it's a positive, like JK's minutes and allocation and all of it and points, because he might be gone. I don't even know like if it's a frustrating, if it's a positive, if it's a silver lining. I don't know what to make of JK right now coming out of this series, and yet, whenever I watched him offensively, he was cooking. Now, it's all the other stuff, right? And it's the Pajemski. And what Pajemski does is the intangibles, right? And that's why Steve Kerr loves him. And everyone's talking about Phil and Mike called. Everyone's talking about Pods or Kuminga or Jimmy, whatever. But it's mainly about Pods and Kuminga, the overarching theme here, I think, for a lot of fans. And for whatever Brandon Pajemski does well, I don't think Kuminga doesn't do as well. Juxtapose those two players. So the intangibles, right? Pods.
Their skill sets are totally
hustle,
different.
Hustle guy. He gets the ball. Okay. He's the ball distributor. He's trying to look for others, right? Trying to create for others. He does all this scrappy, right? JK, what is he? 6'7", fast, explosive, can dunk over people, do all the highlight reel stuff, but doesn't do all that other hustle stuff. You look at the rebounds at the end of the day, Pods almost always has more than him, right? And he's a couple inches, 3 or 4 inches smaller than him. I mean, you combine the players, you get a hell of a star probably. But they don't have the same skill sets, and whatever skill set that Pods does have, Steve Kerr gravitates towards more, obviously. And whether that's right or wrong, I know a lot of fans feel it's wrong. It is what it is at this point. And can JK get some of those aspects that Pods has and work his favor back with Steve Kerr? Because it's clearly lost. I don't know. I don't know. So that's what I'm coming out of here frustration-wise. We're talking frustrations, 888-957-9570. Your biggest frustration coming out of this series is
we say these things like, oh, Pods is a better rebounder than Kuminga. He plays 10 to 11 more minutes a game than him. He averages JK, half a rebound more.
I mean, JK played like 30 minutes the other day and had zero.
No doubt. Well, he was also out on the perimeter.
Okay.
Right? Like they're hiding Pods.
Zero, though. Like, that's a problem.
Again, Joe, when the other team doesn't miss, you know, like, I don't think he's a great. What makes Amen Thompson so special? Why is he so unique in the NBA?
Well, he's the body first and foremost, uh-huh. The size, the athleticism, and the hustle.
He is the Pods grit with the Kuminga body.
Right.
How many other young players have that combination?
Not a lot.
Exactly. Right? So there's not every player is going to have the same kind of skill set. Like, Kevon Looney brings things to the table. Quentin Post will never in his career bring to the table. They have a completely different skill set. And how they function as an NBA player is going to be different. Think Pat Bev. Okay, is Pat Bev going to play basketball the same way as, and I'm not going to even say Brandon Jennings because that's probably, Lou Will. Let's just say Lou Will, two different players. They're both off the bench, both kind of combo guards. One, you know, thinks he's a point guard, he's not. Do they play basketball the same way?
No.
Okay, can they both be useful for a certain team?
Yes.
All right. So, like, to me, the essence of coaching is finding what you do well and minimizing what you don't do well or trying to accentuate the positives and bring it to the table. Not everyone's going to have the same skill set. You know, I thought Buddy got more gritty as the year went on, right? But they're asking Buddy to do too much and play a role that he couldn't fulfill. So this frustration with, like, what Jonathan Kuminga doesn't do, well, you know what you don't do with Jonathan Kuminga? Put him in the dunker spot where you put GP2. You know where you've relegated Jonathan Kuminga? Out on the three-point line, expecting him to be a read-and-react player when that's not what his skill set is. Would I want Klay Thompson being a primary ball handler?
God, no.
No. No. Okay, and Klay is infinitely in the history of the NBA, significantly more impactful than what Jonathan Kuminga would be in any year. Like, well, let's, yes. I just want to rest a second. But I'm not going to ask Klay to do things that aren't going to, like, accentuate what he brings to the table. Dynamic catch-and-shoot guy, all right? Dynamic. In his prime, elite ball, on-ball defender, okay? I'm not asking him to give me, hey, take three dribbles, get to the elbow, make the little kick swing pass. So, I mean, I know we want Kuminga to do this and to do that, but what does he do well? Downhill, score, finishing with both hands, gets to the free throw line, cooking Naz Reid, who has been a bugaboo for the Warriors for years. I thought he played your best perimeter defense on Anthony Edwards. He is far from a polished player. But to say, like, oh, look at what Pods is giving. And look at what can Pods get downhill? Can he score on his own? Yeah. Jonathan Kuminga outshot Pajemski from three-point land in the entire series.
That's actually incredible.
Okay? So, like, all the things, like, guys bring different things to the table. We're too simplistic in our views.
Jan in Mountain View is anything but simplistic. Jan, good morning. What was the most frustrating aspect of that series for you, Jan?
Well, I'm going to start here. I can't wait for this head coach to have his contract up. I'm sick of it. You know, he plays favoritism, I feel, and like you've been talking all morning about, you know, JK, you know, he has desperate times. Curry gets that injured now. Who does he have to turn to? Oh, let's try JK with his athleticism. Well, oh, hurrah. You know, he scores 30 points the first night that he gets to play. And the next time he gets to play, he scores 24, I think they said. And last night, 26. Well, it's a little too late for that, Kerr. And I'll tell you something, by looking all over the league, even if we had won last night and had a game six and say we got Curry back and we made it to the next round, I'll tell you something, we would never survive that next round, and I'll I'll put it right here. Small ball is out. You need a big that can guard that rim. You also need you need faster, longer, and younger players on this team to help if you're having any future in trying to get to another championship. I mean, look all around last night. I mean, they were just running by you and, getting whatever they wanted. And I just, I had the faith that they could win that game last night. I really did. And I just was very, disgusted and discouraged to the most part of what I saw. And Jimmy, I have to hand to him. He tried, but he was injured. And one other thing I'm coming to the belief is that the reason maybe Jimmy had such a better shot in the East was it probably was an easier road to get to the finals, unlike the West. And he found out that Minnesota wasn't going to put up with his pit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With his pump fakes and all of that, which helped him, helped our team get to the foul line more. A lot more of these teams are not putting up with it, and that's all I have to say. And
great call, Jan.
Better luck, and I'm looking forward to the Valkyries. Thank you.
Yeah, Jan. Boaster of the Year nominee already.
What do we say about this team? Like, they're going to have to hit some threes. They're going to have to hit some threes to find a way to, like, offset the Curry stuff, right?
Yeah, they hit 11 of them yesterday.
Okay. Buddy Hield shot 42%, almost 43% from three, which is crazy because it sure didn't feel like it.
No, it did not.
Okay. Kuminga was your Curry played the one quarter, so I'm not even going to count him. Kuminga was your second-best three-point shooter. What a sentence that is in this series. Shot 42%. The next closest guy, Gary Payton, 37%. Quinn Post, 33%.
And their attempts are so minuscule.
Pods, yeah. 30% from three. Jimmy Butler, 30% from three.
That high.
Draymond Green, 27% from three. Moses Moody, 27% from three. Guy Santos, 25% from three.
Yeah.
The only way they were going to try to fight, they had to shoot better in one game, and they couldn't do it. By the way, I was trying to close the loop on this. Like, we could talk about what Kuminga don't do. 8 of 19 from the three in this series, okay? When they actually game filmed for him, because he was really your only threat. And like, I like Brandon Pajemski, but he went 7 of 23, and a lot of that came yesterday.
I mean, you're talking, we'll always do this, the stock up, stock down after every series or game.
Yeah, there's different matchups.
The stock for Jonathan Kuminga, if it was at an all-time low heading into the series, it's at an all-time high coming out of it, right?
Yeah, but I'm somewhere in the middle. Does it mean, like, coming out of the series, does it mean Draymond's done? Well, no, he's not done. But, like, I think the big picture takeaway on Draymond is like, wow, his offense and his defense have really slipped, and he's really old. To me, he needs to embrace the Iggy role off the bench and be that situational closer, and we need to manage his minutes throughout the year so that he's not gassed, and he can't start games because it kind of bottles up your offense. Pajemski is a good player, had moments. He's a good backup player. That doesn't mean he's useless, and that doesn't mean that he's the end-all, be-all because he had a great game in the end. J.K., had some moments in this series. Had they advanced? I don't know if he fits against OKC. I don't know. I don't know if he fits against Denver. I don't know if he fitted against the Houston Rockets. Now, that doesn't mean he should have been DMP'd.
No.
Like, there's a happy medium here. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it.
I think too many people are like, huh, see, JK's a star. No.
There's always nuance to the conversation.
See, yeah. Pajemski's unplayable. No. Like, it's somewhere in the middle.
There's a super chat. Shout out JJ in San Jose. The most frustrating part about the series was all those damn shot clock violations. Oh, and I think there's, you know, another one just happened just now. Just heard the buzzer. Shoot the ball. Bunch of lemon booty out there. Thank you, JJ. We appreciate your contributions. By the way, 11:40 today, all the players are going to be speaking to the media, starting with Steph Curry. So if you wanted to hear the exit interviews, those are going to be starting today. 11:40, we'll be all over that. Right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for not only Warriors basketball, but Golden State Valkyries basketball as well. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Most frustrating aspect of this series for you was what? Steve Kerr, after the game, he was proud of his guys.
It was a fight. Really proud of our guys. They hung in there and they battled the whole way through. Quite a turnaround in our season, you know, from where we were a few months ago to giving ourselves a chance and having a swing at the plate, you know, for some real chances to go deep. And we were right there, and obviously didn't go our way. But again, the Wolves were great. They deserved it, and I'm very proud of our team.
Tough way to go out, though. You know, again, I said it an hour ago, 30 minutes, whatever it was. Like, there's no right or wrong way how to feel as a fan today. You can be mad like Janet Mountain View. You can have some perspective if you want to do that already and say, you know, it was a fun season, Steph got hurt. You can rationalize it that way as a fan. And I think most fans will probably end up doing that and say, you know, it's easier to say if Steph wasn't hurt, maybe we win the series, maybe we don't. But our chances were a hell of a lot better. And sure, that is the case. He's a top 10 player in the history of the sport. That baked into the equation, though, is you're an older team. And when you rely on three older players, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, frustrating for a lot of fans, I think, is the Jimmy Butler angle and all this and the health. How is he feeling? He had the deep glute contusion. He missed a game in the Rocket Series. And Steph stepped up in that game that Jimmy missed in the Rocket Series. And I didn't feel like Jimmy stepped up once Steph went out for the totality of the game. And that's really what was frustrating, I think, for a lot of fans. Not to blame Jimmy. I thought he played hard. I thought he played really hard. But just whether it was the sickness, the flu-like symptoms the last couple days, whether it was the deep glute contusion, it just wasn't enough. And that is what it was frustrating, I think, for a lot of fans. 4 of 11 yesterday. And, man, were they booing him still every time he touched the ball. Towards the end, in the fourth quarter, they were booing the hell out of him. You think that got to him at all, by the way? Like, I know he's a hardcore player.
I don't know.
I kind of feel some type of way if I'm down that much and we're getting smoked and they're still booing my ass.
Well, man, I mean, you know, that to the victors, what is this, the spoils go to the victor?
To the victor deserves the spoil, goes the spoil.
Whatever, yeah, whatever the Viking saying is.
Yeah.
You think it's Jimmy Butler? See, like, to me, the overarching theme, I'm going off the playoffs, just Draymond was not good enough.
Yeah.
He just wasn't. 9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 5.5.
Am I too cynical to say once Steph went out, I kind of expected this from Draymond? Is that bad that I think that way?
Well, then you can never be considered the leader and the heartbeat of the team ever again.
Wow.
If that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
That if you expected that, to me, my retort would be like, I can't ever take you serious. Because the heartbeat of the team, when the chips are down and we need you the most, we don't tuck and run.
No. No, but that's what it felt like, at least offensively and then defensively. It was nowhere near up to par.
Let me give you
for a Draymond Green standard. Yeah, he's older, but man, that was just off.
He averages over 6 assists a game, okay? In the playoffs, this playoffs, 3.8 assists a game and almost double the amount of turnovers that he has at any other point in his career. 3 turnovers a game, only 3.8 assists a game, and he shot 26% from 3. As he was the primary guy that was sagged off to allow a 5-on-4 defensive strategy time and time and time again. I think Draymond is a big part of why we're having this discussion. And forget whether Curry was there or not. That his offense, or lack thereof, is a huge element of what needs to be solved moving forward.
These are 2 playoff series in a row now, elimination series, when you were in the Western Conference Finals now, and then a couple years ago against the Lakers, where we're coming out of it saying Draymond Green was not good enough. That's just a reality at this point. These are your only 2 losses in the history of the Western Conference Finals now for Steve Kerr has been this one. And then against the Lakers a couple years ago, when we came out of that series talking about the shooting, right? You had Looney out there. You had Draymond out there. It was like, it was just not good enough when you had the opponents, whatever it was, D'Angelo Russell, whoever the hell it was.
What's LeBron, the best Austin element Reeves. Of Dre's game?
His defense is okay, his best okay, element, not his offense okay, at okay. all.
I'm glad you said that. Go ahead. I would agree. Close your eyes. At what point in this entire series did he slow down individually Julius Randle from doing anything?
Game one at times, but again, I felt game one was more so just the Wolves just looked like awful. That was more so on the Wolves than I felt like the Warriors defense. And maybe that's just me looking back on it and not giving them enough credit. I'll give him some credit because I did think game one, but outside of that, once Steph left, it was over. It was over. He got bullied by Gobert. He got bullied by Randle. If Anthony Edwards is on, like, they just showed
their side. Mike Connolly cooked him. Yesterday.
McDaniels, like the size.
McDaniels
the athleticism.
Went right around Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
So I guess like I just didn't him, like Draymond, GP2, Looney, your guys that are defensive stoppers, I didn't see it from any of them.
Yeah.
Really for the majority of both series.
There it is. That's the sounder. The Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here, and fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long. At Chase Center. Tickets available at Valkyries.com. And for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to next Wednesday's game on May 21st, be caller number 5 now to the contest line at 415-523-4652. That's caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. Good luck.
And let me take it a step further. I had somebody hit me up. And you could think of this however you want. I know the NBA, a lot of guys talk trash, but somebody who I know was at the arena in the tunnel as a, let's just say, security, if you will, law enforcement, listening right near the Minnesota bench. And games 3 and games 4, all Minnesota kept chirping. Anytime Draymond was the primary defender, he's food! He's food! He's food! They were eating him up.
Wow.
And anytime somebody would make a basket, whether it was Julius Randle or whomever, they were giving it to him. Their entire team had zero respect for his on-ball defense. And they said that this is what they're yelling. They're chirping. They're in zone because Dre don't want to guard nobody one-on-one.
Wow. Frank in Stockton has been hanging on, has been very patient. Frank, I appreciate your patience this morning. Boogeyman, Big L, Abdur, Spencer, Coach Hall, we'll get to all of you, I promise. 888-957-9570. Frank, good morning. What was your biggest frustration coming out of this series?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Always listen to your show. A long-time Warrior fans never call in. But you guys said it, man. Steph is unique. When Steph got hurt, you can see that he and the Clay, they saw a lot of deficiency on this team, offensively and defensively, right? Because look at Draymond. I mean, my biggest frustration is no effort I mean, people laughing with the other team. Gilmore not firing up nobody. I mean, think about it. Look at Santos when they came in. That group that had an 8-0 run. What did it? It's effort. It wasn't offensive star or power players or something like that. It's just effort. That's what caught the lead down. So I'm very frustrated in the effort. I know we don't have the perimeter defensive players and the lack of offensive power. But when Steph Curry is on the team, Draymond Green is fired up. Everybody is playing. And the defense is lacking. But everybody is out of whack when you watch the game. But people just running all over the place. I was frustrated with the effort. I mean, I think somebody should have been bust up on the Minnesota is walking away clean. I mean, everybody's clean, walking away. Julius Randle is laughing. People laughing with each other. I'm frustrated with that, dude. I am. I mean, I understand the talent is not there, but come on, dude. Dive on the floor. Hit somebody. Hit someone in the mouth. Do something. Mm. And I don't know. That's my frustration with the defense. I didn't see any defensive effort at all on the team.
Thank you, Frank. I felt the frustration, Frank, in your call.
I do think that they were trying, but here's the way.
I wouldn't say they dogged it.
Yeah, but did you get the feeling from anyone on the team, that they left it all out on the floor?
No.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Celtics, and some guy I'd never heard of, some big stiff center,
Cornette.
He had like a zillion blocks. He played like 8 total minutes in the series prior. He had like 4 blocks, 5 blocks. He's hit like a reverse dunk. Hauser's hitting threes. Pritchard's hitting threes. Like their whole team is unified. And you want to talk about laying it all on the floor? You could feel that sense of urgency.
Yeah, Luke Kornet for the Celtics. He had 10 points, 9 boards, and 7 blocks.
He had 7?
He had 7 blocks yesterday.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to question the effort, but like I do believe there's a difference. Like, hey, they're playing hard, and they left it all out on the floor.
Right.
I didn't get that sense from anyone. And I do think that a large part of this team gets their cues from Draymond. And I just didn't think Draymond left it all out on the floor. I'm being real.
888-957.
More from him.
9570 is the number. Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Wants to talk about his biggest frustration in this series. Spencer, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, folks. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of have a couple different frustrations. And number one, I hear a lot of people, just have so much to say about Steve Kerr. Philmo Mike called in and mentioned that Steph Curry is our Michael Jordan. Well, Steve Kerr's our Phil Jackson. I'm not going to go tell Phil Jackson how to run the triangle offense, especially when they're cooking in the 90s with the personnel that they had. And I'm not going to go, you look up beautiful basketball in the encyclopedia, Steve Kerr's movement offense, comes up. And I'm not going to go tell Steve Kerr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.